From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
The safest studio in America. I love saying that. It really, truly is the safest studio in America. That much I can promise you. I can promise you it is the safest radio studio in America. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. And would you expect anything different from a studio with the name, the likes of the Crossbreed Holster Studios? By the way, make sure to check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. AWR Hawkins, our great analyst from Hour 2 every week on the program. He's been with me a number of years now. He just does incredible work over there. He wins awards for a reason. Go check it out at AWR Hawkins, at AWR Hawkins on Twitter. Check him out on Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. And make sure to read everything that he writes. But he did a write-up on the SuperTuck holster, which is one of my favorite holsters of all time. And I didn't even realize it. In fact, I took a copy of it and shot it over to the folks at Crossbreed, who I'm sure knew the article was out there. But take a look at AWR Hawkins' work on the website and take a read on that Crossbreed holster, the SuperTuck. It's the venerable, amazing, original design by Mark Craighead, who passed away about 4 years ago, sadly. We miss him every single day, but he created the design known as the SuperTuck, and the thing really is amazing. It just distributes the weight out perfectly. AWR talked about, or tested it, if you would, with a very large frame H&K. I carry a Glock 17 in mine every single day. And I've got imagine how many holsters I have. I have over 100 holsters. I've got not just a holster drawer, I have holster drawers filled with these accessories. And I got to be honest with you, I've got some of the most popular makes out there. And they're all good. They're all good in their own right. They all serve a function. But when I go to everyday carry, look, I'm down in Florida right now, back in the home studios of AM 860, The Answer, and AM 930, The Answer, AM 930, serving the greater Sarasota, Bradenton area. AM 860, The Answer, servicing the Tampa area. And, of course, through Salem Radio, bringing this radio show to you across the country in hundreds of cities around the nation on nearly 200 radio stations. The weather down here is an issue that it, at various times of the year that, for example, isn't an issue up in Wisconsin, let's say, where I get to quite a bit, or Minneapolis. Get up there in January, sometimes in February. And it's a completely different wardrobe change. Do I have to tell you that? It's a complete different deal down here in Florida than it is up in Minneapolis or maybe even Washington State, where it cools down a little bit into the 40s and 50s. You're wearing a few extra layers of clothing. The SuperTuck works under any single condition. So make sure to give them a check at crossbreedholsters.com. I really wasn't planning on talking about that until I was reminded of the piece that AWR Hawkins wrote. Now, thanks, first of all, to the entire staff, Joe Weaver, Jose Cruz, who was wonderful for the last few hours, sitting over to my right over here behind the glass, the Captain's America, the Captain Matt Bruce. If you're interested in listening to Captain's America, make sure to tune in every Wednesday, well, every day, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Captain is on every single day. He's giving you the news today, tomorrow's news today. And I'm on with the Captain every Wednesday morning at 0500. That's Eastern Time, 2 o'clock on the West Coast, 5 o'clock on the East Coast. Always a lot of fun to join the Captain for that half hour in the mornings talking about whatever we want to, whatever current event is happening. So thanks to the staff down here and to Salem and letting us come home and bring the show to you from around the country from Tampa. All right. Well, as we wait for Tig Tigner to call in, Marshall Tig Tigner, we're waiting for her. Now, she's from Atlanta. She's out on the West Coast. That time change always is a mess. We're hopeful that we're going to hear from her. If not, no big deal. I've got some great content for you today. Great content, as Trump would say. There is a piece in the Washington Post, of all places, the Washington Post. Oh, before I get there, Talk America radio listeners, can't leave you out as I'm talking about these great radio stations around the nation. Thousands of you, I think up to 300,000 plus were tuned in not too long ago. Always a pleasure. Talk America radio listeners, love you guys. But there's a piece in the Washington Post written by Noah Schusterman on July 14th, that's Friday, just a couple days ago. Bastille Day reminds us that our Second Amendment debates are distorted. This has been written about by a number of outlets. And, of course, AWR Hawkins wrote about it. It popped in on my Google search on a number of different feeds that I have. number of tags brought this to me. And I got to be honest with you, I was shocked by what I read coming out of the Washington Post. I never expected this coming from the Washington Post. Not one bit. Because the article, 99.9% was spot on. Let me give you a little bit of background on here. July 14th, you know what that is in France? It's a national holiday that commemorates what? The storming of the Bastille in 1789. You've heard of Bastille Day. A lot of you don't know what that is. But in France, it's much like the 4th of July. A lot of fireworks, parties, military processions. Military processions? I mean, this is France. This isn't North Korea. Why would they do a military procession? Because of what happened on Bastille Day. You see, back in 1798, I may have been mistaken if I said that, 1789. But there was a fear. See, standing armies, let's go back to our founding. Our founding fathers had a fear of what? Professional standing armies who did the work and the bidding of who? Their leader. Maybe a king, a tyrant. They were not going to do it. Go back to Rome. These were huge, career, professional, feared militaries. These armies were going to do the bidding of their leader, period, including turning on their own people. Because they were professional. Their own people were professional army. And our founders had a tremendous fear of professional armies. And this author at the Washington Post really put this in perspective. We don't see enough of this. We just simply don't. So it's fun to go through with you. But it was the fear of the French army, again, according to the Washington Post, that first led Parisians to storm the Bastille. Now I'll quote, "And distant though that event may be in both time and place, Americans should take note. This kind of scenario is why the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution exists. Both those storming the Bastille and those ratifying the Bill of Rights had a genuine fear of a standing army as the enemy of a true republic, a fear that shows just how disconnected modern readings of the Second Amendment have become." At first I thought, okay, here we go. Here's the twist and the turn in this piece that's going to flip it into something that you would expect from the Washington Post. And that didn't happen. According to this piece, and it's really hard to paraphrase this because it's really not hard. I mean, this is what we talk about with you every single day on Armed American Radio, on the Monster Cast here each week, and on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. But all of us in the gun rights movement, or many of us, you will hear from time to time say, hey, it's not about, well, you hear me say it all the time, the Second Amendment's not about hunting, right? What's it about? The true meaning of the Second Amendment, you'll hear a lot of people say it's to protect us from what? A tyrannical government. Where have you heard that before? Now, this piece, and I'll quote from the Post again, "But the founders were concerned about a specific kind of tyranny. They were worried about the same thing that the Parisians were worried about on the eve of the storming of the Bastille, that a despot would order his soldiers to attack the citizens. A citizen's militia, by replacing the army, could prevent that scenario from happening." Now, I want to point out that the storming of the Bastille had nothing to do with the writing of the Second Amendment. It had nothing to do whatsoever with our Second Amendment and the writing of our founding documents. But there are some tremendous parallels. Because, you see, according to this piece, and there's truth to this, today's visions of armed resistance, though, have become unhinged from the amendment's 18th century moorings in ways that make appeals to, quote-unquote, what the founders thought ring hollow. The story of the storming of the Bastille can help by showing how an 18th century Second Amendment solution was meant to work and how ideas of military service have changed since the early Republic. Now, the storming of the Bastille gets a little bit complicated. When we come back from the break here in just a minute, I'll give you a little bit more detail. But this piece from the Washington Post is fascinating for a number of reasons, because it goes into some of those complications and some of those details, and I'll give you pretty much the crib note version of it, because I have other things I want to talk with you about during this hour. But it's quite fascinating. In 1789, tens of thousands of French men joined up with the militia. What did they do? They seized guns from a Paris arsenal. but they didn't have any gunpowder. They didn't have any ammunition. So they attacked the Bastille prison. They overran it. Why? Because inside those walls was what they were looking for, the supplies that they needed. So that's why the Bastille was stormed. A militia made up of who? What do we have? We have a militia made up of who? The people. The people. The right of the people. Let's not forget that. A well-regulated militia. We're going to break that down when we come back. Fascinating stuff here. Don't go away. You're going to learn something, I promise you. They're not teaching this in schools today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeThereProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeThereProtector.com. That's BeThereProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I want to walk through this piece by the Washington Post with you. It is a fascinating piece. It's a great piece. I'm glad it was written, and I'm glad I'm able to bring it to you. I'm glad AWR Hawkins analyzed it. I want to do a little bit of the same with you in real time about this, because we forget. Now, we don't forget as Armed American Radio listeners. We remind you of this all of the time, but there's context here that sometimes we forget to go over. Why? Because to us, to me personally, the Second Amendment is so clear in its meaning. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The state was what? The 13 colonies. A well-regulated militia. What did regulated mean at the time this was written? A well-regulated clock meant well-running, well-functioning, timed perfectly. It didn't mean what Shannon Liar Watts would have you believe it means. You see, that's why they stay away from this argument. That's why they don't go here. They can't. Because well-regulated does not mean gun-controlled. You can't have a gun-controlled militia, can you? No, and any honest, clear-thinking individual knows this and understands this. That's why they can't go there, because they're not intellectually honest. They are dishonest at their core, which is why this was such a fascinating piece. Because we have gone over some of this. You know, I got to do more of this, by the way, because it is fascinating. But we have done it in the past. You know, each state, for the most part, most states have a clause, a right to bear arms clause in their constitutions. Let me take a look at what we have here in Virginia, because this Washington Post points this out. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. That means a well-functioning, well-trained, well-equipped militia. A militia is who? A militia is the body of the people, which I just showed you that the author pointed out from the Washington Post. The people, you, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Now, that's where the author of the Washington Post piece stops. He doesn't continue with the second half of the Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, in deference to the author and what he was trying to accomplish here, I understand why he didn't do that. Because he was talking about the first clause of the Second Amendment, and he was making comparisons to the storming of the Bastille in 1789, and he did an excellent job at it. And in part of that explanation, which is why I said in deference to him, let me explain what he said about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment said all of this in the first 13 words, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, and he stops. And he goes on, quoting from the Washington Post, his piece, without spelling it out as explicitly as it might have, Virginia's 1776 Bill of Rights made the links clear. Now take a listen to this. You've probably not heard Virginia's clause. That a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, trained to arms, is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. That standing armies in time of peace should be avoided as dangerous to liberty, and that in all cases the military should be under strict subordination to and be governed by the civil power. And what he points out is that the phrasing was different, quoting again, but the ideas were the same. For society to be free, there could be no professional army. Citizens had to be soldiers, and soldiers, citizens. And that's what happened in France. You know, and interestingly, Thomas Jefferson was in France at the time, writing that 50 to 60,000 armed men took over the prison. Guess what happened? The king folded. The king collapsed. In the face of what? A powerful militia made up of the body of the people, well-regulated and armed. They were well-equipped. That's what regulated meant at the time. That's what it meant when it was written. And that's what it means today, because that's what it meant when it was written then. We don't change the language to fit our... This is where I go back with you. I've done this for years. This is what I mean by taking back the language. We shouldn't have to take back the language. But with an intellectually dishonest media, we don't have a choice in today's day and age. It's quite simply put, that's where we're at. This is a great piece. Now, it's fascinating to me because A.W.R. Hawkins broke this down, as A.W.R. Hawkins does, stating that the Washington Post is 100% spot on with the observation, making the comparison, the observation being making the comparison between what happened at the Bastille prison and our Second Amendment. Quoting A.W.R. Hawkins, at the same time, readers will notice the column has a fatal flaw in it that its author writes in a way that suggests staving off a standing army is the central reason for gun ownership in the United States. It is not. And that's because, as I pointed out to you, the author continues to go into the second half of the Second Amendment, which is the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So he focuses only on those first 13 words. And as I said, in deference to the author, I believe I understand what he was trying to accomplish. And I think he did a fairly excellent job at doing just that. But let me go out and wrap up this segment with you from what Washington or from what A.W.R. Hawkins had to say about it, give you his breakdown. Then we've got Michelle Tigner on the line, and I can't wait to talk with her about training. She's out in Sacramento, California. Looking forward to getting her in. I don't want to bring her in now because I'm going to have to cut her off for the break. So, Michelle, we know you're there. We're going to get to you right away at the bottom of the hour as soon as we come back from break and spend some good quality time with you without having to cut you off because the music's going to jump in. So let me go back to A.W.R. Hawkins and kind of wrap up this Washington Post piece. In short, the Second Amendment is not an either-or amendment, but an amendment with a both and a focus, with both and a focus. There is no denying that our founders wanted the people armed to repel a standing army or any other facet of tyranny, should the need arise. But there is also no doubt that they were hedging in an individual right, not tied to military service via the Second Amendment. That is why the nexus between the first 13 words and the last 14 is what? You know what I'm going to say next? The people. And that's where the author didn't go. But as I said, I understand why. I understand where he was focused. So I want to put a little bit of context around that. But that is a piece I'm going to be putting up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. It's an important piece. I think it was great that the Washington Post put it out. The writer did an outstanding job with it, quite frankly. Noah Schusterman, he is an author of The French Revolution, Faith, Desire, and Politics. He's currently researching 18th century militias. He teaches history at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. It was really a good piece, very, very well written. It was out on July 14th, and the piece is titled Bastille Day. Reminds us that our Second Amendment debates are distorted. And that's because he's going back to the 18th century and breaking down that meaning. I thought it was excellent, and I really hope that you give it a shot. And by the way, Phil Donahue is an idiot. I just couldn't wait to say that again. I couldn't help it. I saw it on my notes right here. It has absolutely nothing to do with guns, but if you were listening to the first hour of the program, you understand what I'm talking about. If not, well, Phil Donahue thinks we're just in the darkest days of all of our American history. I guess he's forgotten some other things in the history of our country, right? Or the history of the world. This is the darkest because Trump is the president. Boy, I'll tell you, how sad is that? I can name quite a few darker incidents than Donald Trump. When we come back, Michelle Tigner from Sacramento, California, is going to talk training, and it's going to be a good one. Don't go away. Back right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios, where I am broadcasting to you today from my hometown in Tampa, Florida, from the AM 860 The Answer Studios, also the home studios of AM 930 The Answer, broadcasting down in the beautiful Sarasota, Bradenton area, reaching all of West Central Florida, and it's great to be home, and thanks to the entire staff here. I appreciate it very much. Always fun to be home. We'll be back in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios in the Atlanta area tomorrow, but for now, we're down here in our own little slice of paradise. I love it. All right, my next guest, I'm going to just read you what she wrote about herself on her website, because it's very powerful, and then I'm going to bring her to the airwaves. I've really been looking forward to talking with her. My name is Marshall Tig Tigner, owner of Trigger Happy Firearm Instruction. I started this firearm instruction company in 2016 because I noticed a lack of representation in the gun community. I would see women coming into the range where I worked and feel extremely uncomfortable where their significant other attempted to teach them about firearms. Sometimes it's hard to believe you can do something until you see someone who looks like you in that position. My firearms background stems from the military. I was in the Army National Guard for 7 years and became an NRA pistol instructor when I left the military in the summer of 16. I fell in love with shooting while working a local Atlanta gun range. I've learned a lot about firearms in the last 16 months, but I would never consider myself an expert, and I love this. I've always been a student first. My end game is to effectively teach a million women how to shoot before I die. I also plan to open my own gun range. As a domestic abuse and sexual assault survivor, I think it's important that women feel like they're in control of their safety. I'm just here to empower women and make sure that no one else becomes a victim. Marshall, welcome to the program. Powerful stuff. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. I'm doing outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I've really been looking forward to getting you on. I'll tell you why. You know, because at Armed American Radio, women, the urban community, I mean, you're hitting them all. You're hitting all of it, and you're doing it all over the country, and it's absolutely amazing. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for being out in Sacramento and getting this word out. Tell us a little bit about your company, and we just heard how you got started, but I hope you're making a big dent in that million.
Thank you. Well, I'm working on it. So I had my first official class in December of 2016, and there was only five ladies. It was at the range where I worked at. And I was like, okay, well, I had five people show up. Okay, this is cool. Maybe if I had more time to put more effort into it, I can get more people to join. And then February 26th, I was no longer working with the range. I had 100% focus on teaching classes, and I was like, I'm going to do this full time. And we had over 3,000 people respond to the Facebook post about the first class in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, gosh, well, I guess this is a bigger deal than I thought. There was more of a need than I actually, you know, expected there to be. So I've been teaching almost every single weekend, either in Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, just traveling across the country trying to spread the word and get women informed.
Oh, it's huge. You know, women in firearms, we talk about it a lot here on Armed American Radio. Now, I happen to live in the same area you do, in the Atlanta area. I'm back here down home in Tampa right now for the day, and women and guns down here is a big issue, as it is all over the country. And I know you know that because you're all the way across the country now doing the same thing. But, you know, we throw these statistics out a lot. We hear, were you at the NRA convention in Atlanta? I'm sure you were.
I wasn't actually. My grandmother passed away, so I was in Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, well, I know you know the numbers, though, and you hear, you know, 30% of new gun owners, right, are women. But, you know, every range I go to, I'm finding every range owner and every FFL and dealer that I go to, Marshall, tells me that number's closer to 50. Does that number kind of mess with what you hear?
50%. Yes, that's what I'm seeing, you know, on the ground at different ranges across the country. Women are purchasing firearms at a higher rate than men are right now in this country. So I think that's an awesome thing. And women are taking more classes than they've ever taken in the history of gun ownership in this country. Women are actually going to get educated from actual firearms instructors. So I think that's even better.
Are you shocked by those numbers?
Initially, I was shocked. Initially, I was thinking only, you know, military or paramilitary women are interested in carrying firearms. But as I've been talking to these hundreds of women that I've taught this year, a lot of women who aren't in the military or affiliated with any groups like that have been thinking about it. Their only hesitation was that they never saw anyone who looked like them who were actually shooting or carrying firearms. They never saw any other women doing it. And a lot of the women said they saw my images on social media and they were like, oh, my gosh, there's this woman, this black woman at that, right, who's shooting and teaching other women how to shoot. I have to do it because now I see somebody, you know, I feel represented in the community.
Now, why do you think, because this all comes from media, I'm telling you, it's media driven. I've often said that the media, very dangerous entity, because
right,
they control what, very dangerous, they control what we hear. But they're more dangerous, Marshall, and I think based on what I just heard you say, I think you're going to agree with me, but they're more dangerous, but what they don't tell us. And the media is not telling us that the demographic that you're teaching is even picking up a firearm, and you're finding out that that's way off base.
You're right. I mean, and then the way that media portrays, especially the way media portrays women with firearms in general, you know, for the last 20, 30 years, anytime a woman on TV has a firearm, either she's law enforcement or she's some crazy woman, you know, deranged, emotionally unstable. And those are the images that we kind of have embedded in our minds. And I want to break down that stereotype. Like, no, we can be rational people and carry firearms just like all the men do, you know?
Yeah, you know, let's face facts. In the real world, what you're describing is what goes on between the left coast and the right coast. That's what happens in America. You know, that's what the media doesn't want us to. They don't want us to know these things. They don't tell us these things. And that's incredibly dangerous. But that aspect of it is a topic for a different show. Where I want to go with you today really is, let's start with, you went from five students or five responses now up to 3,000 on a Facebook page. You're teaching classes every weekend. I'm looking at your website. Let's give that out right now. It's TriggerHappyPanda.com. trigger.com, Trigger Happy Panda, PANDA.com. How'd you come up with the name?
So Trigger Happy is not literal. So everyone's like, oh, Trigger Happy, you like to shoot. Okay, makes sense. But actually, that was my motto before I even became an instructor. That was my life motto. Instead of hesitating on a decision or, you know, thinking about it too long, if there's something you want to do in life, just literally pull the trigger. Just do it. So I'm 25 years old. Every major decision I've ever, you know, kind of thought about, I weighed my options for a minute, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to live in fear. I'm just going to go do it. So that's what Trigger Happy came from. And Panda, I love pandas. It's my favorite animal.
I love the play on words, and I love the way you put it all together because it works. It all just fits together, and it fits together with your nickname too. All right, so now that the classes are exploding, tell me a little bit about, well, let's just go with, why did you choose to go this direction originally? Was it just something that was in you because of what you wrote in the about piece that you just felt, I got to do, almost sounds like you had a calling for this, like this is my destiny.
Right.
That sounds crazy, but that's what it sounds like.
Right. I mean, honestly, when I got out of the military, I knew that I couldn't do anything else. Like, there's nothing else outside of being around firearms or being in some sort of military structure that I was good at. It's the only thing I've ever been good at. Any civilian job I've ever had, I never flourished there. And that, in my mind, made me realize that that's not my calling. So I started working at the range, and I was like, I love this. I love being around guns. I love teaching people. I love that my story helps other people feel empowered because I'm a survivor and there's other survivors out there. And I felt like if anybody had to do it, if anybody had that background and that experience to do it, it would be me.
All right. There's a really cool page on your website on the training portion. I want to go into this before we go into the break here and then bring you back and talk. I want to get specific with you about what you're teaching and what kind of responses you're getting back from your students. Very important stuff. If you're listening to us today anywhere in the country and you're listening on hundreds of radio stations around the nation and if you just feel like you're on the fence, I hope this gets you off the fence. I hope listening to Marshall gets you off the fence. You don't have to be a female to get off the fence here. If you're that guy sitting there thinking, you know what, I'd like to go learn with my wife or my significant other, spouse, whatever the case may be, I hope this makes you think about it and makes you get off the fence. But look at this, a picture of a Welcome to North Carolina sign below it, sold out. Welcome
great.
To Florida. Isn't that great? Welcome to Florida, the Sunshine State, July 21st, 6 to 8 p.m., Shoot Straight, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, know them well. Welcome, we're glad Georgia's on your mind, sold out. Welcome to California, sold out. Welcome to Texas, August 5th, 2 to 4 p.m., Texas Defense Shooting Academy in Dallas. That's going to sell out. Illinois, August 19th. This is what we're talking about. This is the real deal. This is what they don't tell you. We'll be right back with Marshall Tigner. Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m., and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money, so please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right, the final segment of the program today from the AM 820, the Answer, AM 860, the Answer Studios, and the AM 930, the Answer Studios here in Tampa, Florida. The Crossbreed Holster Studios have relocated, and of course, in hundreds of cities, broadcasting in hundreds of cities around the country, including Sacramento. You're listening right now. And I got to be honest with you, Marshall's out there. I'm sure the class is sold out, but if you can, get in. We'll find out in just a second. Before I get back to Marshall, I want to make sure that you head over to armedamericanradio.com, please, and click Take the Survey. Do me the favor. I really need your help on this. Take the survey. I want to find out everything about you in there as far as your what are your likes, what are your dislikes, what kind of content you like, what you don't like. You help drive the content of the program you have for the nearly last decade of this show. We've got a new decade coming up with you. We're just loving it, and I really want your feedback. In addition to that, it's fun. What kind of guns do you carry? What kind of calibers? What kind of holsters do you like? Leather, Kydex, hybrids? What don't you like? What kind of courses do you take? What kind of cool stuff do you think about? What do you want to hear me talk about? It's free. Takes about 10 minutes. You get 10, 15 minutes, depending on how fast or slow. It took me about 10 minutes when I took it just to check it out. And at the end of the survey, you're going to get a $10 off, a $99 purchase from Brownells, and Brownells is going to give you free shipping. That's good through September 3rd. You'll see the click link paste on there. You can keep that, put it in your bookmarks and go back to it. You can get that free shipping up until September 3rd. It's good for you. Thanks to Brownells for doing that. The survey I'm going to keep up on the site until July 31st. Let's go back to Marshall. All right, Marshall, exciting stuff. I love it. It really, truly is exciting, and I love the demographic. I love the female demographic that you're hitting. It's such a huge and rapidly growing aspect of the firearms industry and community is the female market. It's wonderful. And I just read for you, listeners, some of these places that are sold out. She's got photographs of the Welcome to the State sign, and below it, sold out, sold out, sold out. That's beautiful stuff. Let's talk a little bit about your classes, all right? Women's Handgun 101. Tell us about it.
So the Women's Handgun 101 class is very basic. It's introducing people to the class, to firearms, who've never shot. Most of them have never even seen a firearm in real life. We first talk about safety. It's the most important and largest portion of the class. Then we go into the fundamentals. We talk about your grip, your stance, your aiming, your, you know, sight picture, breathing, trigger squeeze. We talk about those things in the first hour of the classroom. And then the second hour of the class is going to be in the range, where we have them shoot a 9mm semi-automatic pistol at 5 yards. We shoot, and it's literally just giving them a taste, just giving them the fundamentals, beginning, so they know this is what I can expect when I continue to shoot.
What does a class like that cost? I'm looking down here, and I know the answer, but these are reasonably priced. I want you to tell listeners so that we can drive them to your site. This is Trigger Happy Panda Training, TriggerHappyPanda.com, TriggerHappyPanda.com. If you want to get involved in these classes and see where they are around the country, what's the cost of the 101 course?
So the 101 course in Georgia is $50. Actually, Georgia and Fort Lauderdale is $50. Everywhere else, Chicago, that's Openfield, Dallas, it's $60 per person. That price includes your range time, your ammo, your target, eye and ear protection, the instruction, and firearm rental. So everything is provided for you for the class, and you can choose to bring your own firearm if you would like to, if you have one already.
Now, are you the only instructor in the course?
For Fort Lauderdale and Georgia, I am the only instructor. I have an assistant instructor, or another firearms instructor, Oliver Kingdom out in Dallas, who's going to be helping me out as well.
Okay, well, you're going to explode. I love this. I can't wait to watch this happen, because I want to keep bringing you on the program as you continue to grow the business and add more classes. And something else I'm going to ask you on live radio. When you get back into the Atlanta area, now I get around the country as well, I want to look at your schedule. Can I sit in on one of your classes?
Sure. The next Atlanta class is August 12th. That 101 class is full, so you know, you can definitely, more than welcome to come and sit in on a class. I always welcome other instructors also to come to my classes, just to keep me honest, you know. I've learned everything that I know either from the NRA instructor's course or from other instructors. So, hey, you know, maybe there's a better way to present this information.
I want to come watch the class, because I want to bring this more to life. I want to get your course after I can visualize it and see it and bring it to the radio again afterwards. A lot of fun. I love what you're doing here. Now let's go to Women's Handgun 102. The one thing I want to point out is the 101 course is not required to go right to the 102. How come?
Right. So 102 isn't necessarily as advanced as people think. They hear 101, they're like, okay, that seems like a prerequisite. 102 is not necessarily more advanced. All it is we shoot 4 different caliber firearms. It's more geared towards firearm selection. So in 101, it's like, I've never shot before. I've never seen a gun. Okay, what do I do? 102, we still talk about the fundamentals and safety, but it's more geared towards, okay, well, I've shot before. Now I'm ready to decide what I want to purchase. They shoot those 4 different calibers to include a semi-automatic. We kind of dispel the myth that, oh, women can only shoot revolvers.
Right.
in that class, we talk about the laws in the state, which is very, very, very important to know. And then we also talk about cleaning and maintenance for those ladies who have their own firearms. So it's a little bit more of a broad class, but we still go over fundamentals and safety in any class.
You know, that myth, that whole 38 revolver myth angers me. And we've had a lot of females on the class that have gone through that personally themselves. And let me just tell you the progression. That's the one gun my wife can't stand to shoot because of the 9-pound trigger pull. My wife loves to shoot. Her favorite gun right now is a Glock 43. She's gone through the Shield. She's gone through the Taurus and the Ruger. She loves the 43. All of those guns.
Too.
All of them are semi-automatic. Let's get off that whole myth. That's part of the myth that you're talking about. So I want to point out that the calibers that you've got them shooting in 102 are 389, 38 Special, and 40, right?
Yes.
Okay. That price is running what, about $75? A little bit, yeah,
yes,
$75 per person?
$75. Yeah, $75 per person. Again, it includes everything just like the 101 class.
All right, let's go to concealed carry class, because now we're really getting into it. Now we're learning to live an armed lifestyle that you're familiar with, and I bet this is probably your favorite class to teach, isn't it? See, I knew it.
All right, ladies, favorite.
I didn't know that. I truly didn't know that, but it was just a guess from what I'm reading and what I'm hearing. Okay, concealed carry class, tell us about it.
So the concealed carry one class is my favorite. It's an outdoor class. We limit it to 7 to 10 students, so a smaller class and more instructors. So I definitely have 2 instructors and an RSO for that class, obviously, because it's concealed carry, and a lot of these people have never carried or drawn from a concealed position ever. So we talk about you know, going through the numbers, going through, you know, the draw, dry firing from the holster in the beginning, the first 30 minutes of the class is all dry. There's no ammo at all. So we can get through those muscle memory, those movements. And then we start doing some firing drills as far as drawing from a holster on your side. Now, in the next one, and that next one is going to be August 12th, we're going to talk about drawing from a holster or drawing from a concealed position that's not in a holster on your side or not at the appendix carry, maybe out of a purse or out of a bag, which is a little bit more advanced and a little bit more dangerous, but these will be students who've been in the concealed carry one class before. So we're taking it a little bit more advanced with that portion.
As you should, and it sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to finding out a little bit more about it. We're going to run out of time here, unfortunately. The clock's going to get the best of us. But again, tell people where they can go to get the information on this course, because this is great stuff. Where can you go get it?
So you can get all the information for the classes on TriggerHappyPanda.com. At the bottom of every page on my website is a subscribe button. So subscribe. You'll get every notification for every class I post across the country.
Marcelle Tigner, appreciate it very much. Thank you for being here. You're out in Sacramento. Sacramento, you're listening right now on the Armed American Radio Network. Check it out. Find out if there's still room. I don't know if there is or not, but I'll tell you what, you can catch her on the next go-around because you're going to hear her back here on this program again, I can promise you. Marcelle, thanks for being here. We appreciate you jumping on Armed American Radio, the monster broadcast. Looking forward to bringing you back and continued success with that business that you've got going. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be back up in the Atlanta area tomorrow, and I will be broadcasting from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.